There's a recent bank robbery in Okemos, of all places, at a Fifth Third Bank. And I started going back, I Googled bank robberies in the mid-Michigan area, and in the last 6 months, there's been more than 10. And it seemed like a lot. And we wanted to find out a little bit more about this. So we're on the other end of our line. We have Inspector Eugene Adamczyk. He is with the Michigan State Police 1st District Headquarters. Eugene, how are you?
Good morning, Mr. Connelly. It's nice to be on your show again.
Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. Is it just me, or have there been a lot of bank robberies in the mid-Michigan area recently?
Well, you know, that's hard to say. Things seem to happen in spurts, and crime seems to be rising gradually, little by little. So I think that we're probably on pace to for our state average.
It made me a little nervous when a bank robbery occurred in Okemos, just a couple of miles from the Meridian Township Police on a major thoroughfare, Okemos Road, across from the Meyer, just a busy place. It made me not want to do my banking and take my kids with me.
No, sir. Actually, things are quite safe. However, we are a very mobile society. You can be in downtown Detroit in an hour and a half. You can be in, or in an hour, you can be in Lansing and commit a crime and drive back to Detroit. So, it's just the nature of the times. People were very mobile. People can do anything that they want at any given time, anywhere.
Any leads in the individual who robbed that Fifth Third in Okemos?
They're working on that right now. They do have a pretty good description, and I don't know where that is. That just occurred yesterday.
When a bank is robbed, I know that many different law enforcement entities get together. Sometimes it's the FBI, Michigan State Police, local forces. How does that work?
Well, as far as the authority over bank robberies, Michigan law enforcement and the FBI have concurrent authority to investigate them. Often they'll be the closest car concept. But, like with the Michigan State Police, we work very closely with the FBI and we'll often work a bank investigation together.
How often do you find the bank robber?
Probably, I don't have that statistic, but just in my police experience, about 95% of the time.
You wonder how they're going to succeed when you got video cameras everywhere and when you have witnesses. It would seem that would would cause people to think twice before robbing a bank.
Well, you're correct. I mean, bank robberies aren't glamorous like on television. I mean, these robbers don't net millions of dollars. As a matter of fact, most bank robbers only walk away with a few hundred to a couple of thousand dollars.
What should people do should they come across this type of situation, whether they work in a bank or whether they're a customer?
Well, first of all, banks themselves have procedures to protect not only the employees but any customers there. So, a lot of time bank robbers will act and you won't even know they're there. Or if they're more brazen, then all you do is follow their orders. Let them have whatever they're there for and get away, and let the police do their job afterward.
Are the banks instructed just to give them whatever they want?
Yes, sir. They have procedures again to keep the employees and the customers safe. And of course, the Michigan State Police, we're very structured. We have tactical and investigative procedures in place on how to respond to a bank robbery in progress or one that just occurred.
Inspector Eugene Adamczyk is the Michigan State Police with the 1st District Headquarters. Thanks so much, Inspector, for your time. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.